Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Data and AI with Mukundan show. If you notice, recently I've undergone a rebranding. So I used to have a different name for this podcast. I just wanted to focus specifically on data and AI. So that's why this show has a different name now. So if this still sounds interesting to you, please stay tuned. Alright, so back to the episode. Now imagine that you're having a tool that helps you understand the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities and the threats of anything, like a business or a project. Just like you'd like to make a list of what you're good at versus what's hard for you and what exciting things are possible, and also what you need to watch out for. So when I had done this initially, I want to call this like maybe a V1 of this tool, I had used GPT 3.5, and this is basically, I'm talking about SWOT analysis. I'd written a very successful blog. So, I mean, it was my most successful blog, at least, so far. And that's why I wanted to just focus on this particular blog, because it gave me a lot of success. So I wanted to use a newer approach, a newer AI method to do SWOT analysis instead of just using GPT 3.5, which is AI by itself, but still I would call it a more basic AI. Right, and I'll explain what traditional basic AI is versus the newer version of AI which I'm talking about. So the first version, which is the basic version, we can call it, was using GPT 3.5, which is that's how ChatGPT became famous in the first place. So GPT 3.5 is nothing but a large language model, and it works like a search engine. So you tell it a company name and it would quickly come up with a list. Now, for example, you can think like you've asked about a toy company. And I mean, it's the same thing. I'm sure you've had familiarity with ChatGPT by now, but just wanted to give you some more background about what we're going to be covering today. So for our example today, we can just consider a fake toy company, right? Let's just say this company is good at making fun toys, and consider that as the strength, or that it has a big factory also could be a strength. But sometimes, I mean, things like this could be too simple. So ChatGPT 3.5, or I mean GPT 3.5 in this case, was giving you a very simple answer. It could tell you that the toy company had a big factory, but not explain why that is important, right? So now I want to talk about neurosymbolic AI, which is the newer AI model that I'm proposing to do SWOT analysis. So in this project, just to give you more insight, I used neurosymbolic AI versus traditional GPT 3.5 to do SWOT analysis. And I'll link the blog post in the show notes and also the episode where I talked about this in the show notes as well. So now, coming back to neurosymbolic AI, it is a new, smarter version and it is a mix of two ways of thinking, right? So one is pattern recognizing. So it helps you find out what's common in all the information, just like GPT 3.5 did. So GPT 3.5, which is a language model which powers the LLMs like ChatGPT, it helps you find out what's common in the information. So that is something which is useful, and also it does rule following. So it's basically applying smart rules to understand why something is important. So for example, instead of just saying that the company has a big factory, the neurosymbolic AI might say, this company has a big factory which helps it make toys faster and keep up with the big orders from stores. It's like having a tool that doesn't give you a list but also explains why each thing matters and what could happen in the future, right? And that's more useful to have than just generic information. So you're already seeing the advantages here. So, but I just wanted to maybe explicitly call that out. So why neurosymbolic AI is better is that with this newer approach, you get deeper insight. It doesn't just say good at making toys. It explains how and why that helps the company, right? So the deeper insight is there. So you're getting more details as well. It can notice things which others might miss, like future problems or special opportunities. And it is also better for planning. So it can help the company plan because it knows what might come next. So if you're running a toy company, a fake one for that matter, the first tool is like getting a list of facts. The first tool, which is using GPT 3.5, is just getting a list of facts. But neurosymbolic AI is like having a guide who understands the facts and can give you advice for making the company even better, right? So just want to talk about like why I even revisited SWOT analysis, and I gave you a brief context about this in the beginning. But the GPT 3.5 based SWOT analysis, it provided a quick, accessible way to generate SWOT analysis, but it often resulted in general and generic insights basically. So there was not enough context, the predictive power was lacking. So that's why I wanted to, you know, just try this out. And neurosymbolic AI, like I just mentioned, it goes beyond the simple pattern recognition, and it combines structural reasoning for more detailed and contextually rich analysis, right? And so this, it has a lot of real world benefits with using neurosymbolic AI. So something like SWOT analysis, which I tried in my case, it helped transformed it into a strategic tool by delivering transparent predictive insights, and also helped rank these priorities in order. So it's very valuable for companies needing to anticipate and strategize around evolving market conditions, as it turns these more general observations into a more focused roadmap. So I wanted to just emphasize that neurosymbolic AI has and will continue to set a new standard for strategic analysis, making, you know, problems like SWOT analysis predictive, contextual, and actionable. So I just wanted to encourage you to use neurosymbolic AI for anyone who's seeking a more sophisticated and a deeper approach to business insights. And that's all for me today. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you in the next one.